Generally, the most popular checkpoint to 24 is Takatna, renowned for its hospitality, comfortable accommodations, and pies. It's also extremely well set up for a long-term stay, with dog teams parked up and down a roomy hillside that's out of the way of foot traffic and snow machines. Linwood Fiedler says it's just more comfortable than the other options up or down the trail.
Well, you certainly get better fed here. You don't have to make your own food, which is nice, and the community is so supportive here. Water's for your dogs is so easy, and so there's a lot of creature comforts here.
There's also a decent setup for sleeping in the community's small church, some of the first real rest in days for many racers. Takatna is also well-positioned strategically. For mushers planning out moves 3 and 4 steps ahead, like Cody Straith, the town is an excellent launching point for the austere runs on the way to the Yukon River.
Right when you leave here, it's precisely 100 miles to Iditarod, so that's a good distance to split in half for your first start. You don't want to start with mega runs, so you do 250-mile runs. Conveniently, there's a shelter cabin 50 miles in, so you don't even have to sleep on the ground. So once you get to Iditarod, it's roughly another 50 miles to Shagaluk and so on. It kind of sets you up perfectly for getting out here if you were to stay.
And there's camaraderie in Takatna. Mushers sit shoulder to shoulder with one another at a table in the bustling community center where hot meals are dished out. Straith says that mentally, there's just a little boost from getting to talk with other mushers and comparing notes.
It's nice to have a couple conversations and see that other people are going through the same things.
Takatna is really easy and comfortable, but it's just really busy. So it just seems like the dogs rest better here because there's not so many people.
Anna Barrington made it to Ophir before declaring her 24. And even though it's only about 24 miles away, compared to Takatna, it feels like a semi-abandoned wilderness outpost, which it sort of is. There's a small hunting cabin surrounded by some outbuildings. Nobody lives in Ophir. It's more like a landmark than a town. Mushers can sleep in a wall tent, or if you're Martin Boozer, you've got a backup strategy.
I have my tent with me too. If it gets crowded, I'll just whip out my tent and call it a privacy trip.
Boozer is mixing up a meal for his team, dropping chunks of frozen pre-cut meat into a bucket with kibble. Even though there are some snow machines zooming by and the whir of a pesky drone as it buzzes overhead, he's made Ophir a frequent destination for his 24 because of the quiet. He says it makes better rest for dogs, and while it's nice being fed, his wife packs him plenty of high-quality trail meals that he prefers to make on his own.
Shrimp, steak, peas, corn, poppy seed muffins. I have a little bit of everything in every checkpoint.
As for the other creature comforts he's forgoing in Ophir, Boozer says he thought that was the whole point of the Iditarod.
Well, it's a dog race, you know? It's not... I guess that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what I expected to do when I started the race. So.
Once mushers come off their 24s, they have another mandatory rest for 8 hours they can take at any checkpoint along the Yukon, and another one in White Mountain, 77 miles from Nome. In Ophir and Takatna, I'm Zachariah Hughes.